The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. And we're off to a great start today on our programming because one of the most exciting things we have ever done here at WRFD, and I really mean that, is our half-price tuition program that has been going on for several years. And honestly and truthfully, our listeners have saved, multiplied thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in tuition, but more importantly, dozens and dozens and dozens of young people have received a Christian education when probably they couldn't have afforded it otherwise. So we are very proud, pleased, and happy about the partnership that we have developed with what we believe are the finest Christian schools in Central Ohio. And one of those is New Hope Christian Academy down in Circleville. And it's my privilege to have in the studio today Jamie King, who is the head of the school. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time to be here with you today.
Oh, my goodness. It is a delight. The first question I'm going to ask, and I should have asked you before, it's usually principal administrator. The website simply says Jamie King, head of school. I'm curious as to why that designation.
That is an interesting title. It was one that was actually given to me when I came on board at New Hope. You know, when you think about a comparison to public school, it would be considered a superintendent.
Yeah.
With that name comes great responsibility, but also great privilege. Yeah. It's something that I don't take lightly, and it's something that I look forward to every day when I walk in that building.
And that is one of the many, 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 many things that sets Christian education apart from public education. And you spent a long time in public education. Kind of fill us in on that.
Yeah, so by trade, I went to school to be an educator. Spent about 15 years in public education as a teacher, elementary teacher, and then went on to administration and public school as well. Spent some time in a couple of different schools in that role. Had some a couple years also in special education, so I spent some time teaching sixth graders in special ed. And then just here about 4 years ago, decided to make the switch to public education. I'm sorry, private education at that time.
Yeah. It's got to be an enormous difference, isn't it?
There is a great difference. And I get asked that question a lot of why I made that switch. And it really comes down to legacy. It comes down to what I was spending my time, the blood, sweat, and tears of every day walking out of the building. What our hope and what our goal is lasting, and it's eternal. It's an eternal legacy we want to leave with our students.
Almost everyone, Christian and even non-Christian realize our public school, our public educational system in America is in deep trouble, just deep trouble. And I think Christian education has always been important, but never as important as now. Are you seeing a large influx of people moving from public schools into Christian schools right now?
We have an interesting dynamic in Pickaway County. One of the things with me growing up in Pickaway County, I went to public education myself, Logan Elm, and I have a lot of colleagues and friends and family who still work and attend in those public schools. And I, you know, have a tremendous amount of respect for those educators. When they go to school every day and pour their hearts into their students. We are seeing a shift in families coming to our door that are looking for just something different. You know, I hear a lot about looking for hope, looking for a connection, looking for community with the people that they go to school with, wanting to be recognized, wanting to be seen and heard when they walk through those doors. And so we don't see a ton from our public schools because we do have phenomenal public school systems in our our county. But we do see people who come in looking for something different. They just seem to not be able to connect, whether it be on a personal level or connect with what's being offered and what's being taught in their classroom, or feeling like they got lost a little bit in the shuffle.
Give us an overview of the goals, the desires, the mission of New Hope Christian Academy in Circleville.
Yeah, if I could sum it up in about one word or two words, it would be to be set apart for Christ. You know, we want our students who come through the door, we want to disciple them first and foremost. If we are spinning our wheels, providing a great education and providing all those experiences, yet we miss that piece of discipleship, I feel like we've wasted our time. So first and foremost, we want to disciple. We do want to provide excellent education for our students. We are through 12th grade, and so we are going to be graduating, I believe, our fifth graduating class this year at New Hope. So we are very committed to providing academic excellence. And then also, again, providing that student life experience. It's not just about the classroom, whether it be through athletics, clubs, outside of the school day. We want to prepare our kids when they walk out of our doors to be commissioned to go into this world.
You don't know this, but my wife and I taught in Christian schools many years ago. And from my experience, Christian schools have always been characterized by excellence, academically and in most other areas as well. But it's a little unusual for a Christian school to be designated a state STEM equivalent school. Can you address that just quickly? Because that really sets you apart.
And really what that comes down to is really an approach to teaching. You know, I've worked in other schools and public schools where STEM was a pretty big deal, where we looked at science and technology, engineering and math, and we looked at the approach, the equipment available, and the design thinking behind how do you approach a problem? How do you work together to collaborate? And so really when you look at New Hope and that designation, it's really more about the teaching strategies, problem-solving skills, and again, getting our kids to think outside the box and not just rote memorization or looking at something with one solution only to a problem, but really beginning to dig into how do I solve, how do I approach it, how do I resolve, how do I rework it, and not being afraid to learn from mistakes.
In order to become a state STEM equivalent designated school, did you have to compromise your principles in any way, shape, or form to earn that designation?
What's incredible about New Hope, actually this designation came before even my time there. There were a lot of people who spent a ton of energy and time to get this designation. And I will tell you that when I look back over the last several years before I came to New Hope, I don't see compromise. I don't see a giving up of something. I see an acceleration of what's already been offered. And that's my goal and my hope for my role in this position is to take the work and the effort people have done up until this point and to continue building to provide more excellence for our school.
I knew that was true, but I wanted to hear it from you. Because I think a lot of people just assume if you receive any kind of designation from the state, that means you've sold your soul to the devil and you've compromised. And I know enough about New Hope Academy to know that that simply was not true. but it does set you apart from a lot of Christian schools as far as the academic excellence is concerned. And would you say that gives your graduates more opportunity as well?
It is interesting because we've had several of our graduates go on to engineering careers, math careers, in the medical profession as well. And so I do believe our kids get to have access to some of those opportunities that might be unique for our area and for our students, for sure.
We're talking with Jamie King, who is the head of New Hope Christian Academy. And we were only going to go one segment, but there's just so much more that we need to deal with. Can you hang around for one more segment,
Absolutely.
Jamie?
Absolutely.
We'll be back in just a moment again with Jamie King with New Hope Christian Academy. And there are a limited, and I want to emphasize this, there are a limited number of half-price tuitions to New Hope Christian Academy. There are not many left, and when they are gone, they are gone. If you're interested, I would go right now to thewordcolumbus.com, click on Half Price Tuition.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And it is my privilege to welcome to the program today Jamie King, who is the head of New Hope Christian Academy down in Circleville. Jamie, the school has been around for almost 30 years, correct?
We're nearing 30 years. We were founded in 1993.
So you're not exactly newbies.
We are not newbies. Our high school is about 7 years old,
okay.
But we're not new to the area, that's for sure.
All right. What would be one of the defining differences between walking into a Christian school and walking into New Hope Christian Academy?
You know, one of the things, and we get asked this question a lot this year, especially with all shutdowns and different things this year, and one of the things that we keep hearing from people is that sense of community, that connection when you walk through our doors. I've watched it happen time and time again for such a small school. Our families go through some difficult times, through loss and different other things with their families. And I just continue to see over and over again, when you walk through the door, you're going to be greeted. You're going to be called by name. You're going to be recognized. And if you're going through difficult times, whether it's a staff member praying with you or other family members praying with you, you get a sense that you belong. You found a place where you can fit in, you can be comfortable, and people know you. And I see it, whether it's a graduate coming back as an alumni, there's just a constant connection to, once you're a statesman, you're always a statesman.
A bunch of other things I want to ask you, and if we have time, I'll ask some of those. But I want to get to the half-price tuition program. We have become so jaded, so skeptical about advertising. And I am certain that when I tell our listeners about half-price tuition, they must think there's some kind of catch. You know, there's got to be something there. It's, you know, you jack up the tuition. But this half-price tuition is truly, genuinely one-half price of your regular tuition. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's right off the top, half price, right off the normal tuition that anybody else would receive. Deduct half of it, and that's the price you pay.
All right. Now, just last week or the week before, we were offering kindergarten. That's gone.
That one's gone.
That was all gone. But you have at least one for 6th to 8th grade, and you have at least one for high school.
Correct.
Half-price tuition. So the savings would be $3,000 or more for the full year of tuition, correct?
Absolutely. High school would be, it's a little over $3,000, and middle school is going to be just about $3,000 savings.
Why do you do that? I mean, I know why we do it.
Right.
We want to offer this to our audience. We are passionate here about Christian education. So I know what our motivation is, but what is your motivation in providing one half price tuition?
One of the biggest struggles when I started at New Hope and into private education was this constant battle in my mind of, what we offer is phenomenal, but I struggled with, if you couldn't afford it, then you couldn't experience it. And that has bothered me, and that has bothered me for quite a while. And so anything that we can do to provide opportunity and access to more people to be able to be a part of what we're doing, we're going to go after. Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. So it's got to be a catch. And one of the catches is it needs to be a new student, not a current student.
Correct.
It's got to be a new student.
New student.
And then they have to meet the regular entrance requirements.
Yes,
just like anybody else.
Just like anybody else. Go through the application enrollment process and admissions process and be a new student. Those are the only two catches.
All right. So they are very limited, very, very limited. And as I said, the kindergarten is gone. That was available. And I have a feeling these are going to go quickly as well because, folks, I have talked to families for many, many years, and often they desperately want their kids or their grandkids to have a Christian education, but it's not cheap. It isn't. And there's, well, I pay taxes, so, you know. This would help if you could save one half tuition for one, and it's for one full year, correct?
Correct.
All right. So all you need to do is go to thewordcolumbus.com. Now, if you want to go to New Hope Christian Academy and find out more, what is the website?
nhchristianacademy.org.
nhchristianacademy.org. But you can't go there to get the half-price tuition. You can find out all the details, read more about it, read about their mission statement, their academics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when you are really interested in the half-price tuition, you have to go to our website, thewordcolumbus.com. If you click on the Discount Shopping Club, you'll find it. If you click on Discount Shopping or half-price tuition, you will find it. But I cannot stress this enough. They are limited. And when they're gone, they are gone. Now, this is for this coming fall.
Correct, yes.
Now, this is March. Is this too early to begin planning for the fall?
Absolutely not. We actually begin planning well before, even back as early as December last year. But open enrollment for new families begin in March. Beginning of March, so that window has been open for about 3 weeks now.
Wow.
And in just that time, we've filled up a kindergarten classroom for next year, working on our second. We've sold, you know, at least one of these scholarships already, and looking at filling some other classrooms already.
Yeah.
So it's things are moving quickly.
And by the way, you never did shut down, did you?
We never did. We had a brief period of time around the holidays where we wanted to take a little extra precaution, but we were committed. Our school board was committed from day one to stay open at all cost because we knew the importance of, again, kids being connected face-to-face with each other and face-to-face with our teachers.
And, of course, now all of the science and all of the data has proven that you made the right decision and most of the public schools made the wrong decision, and that's just fact. Anyway, Jamie King, who is head of school for New Hope Christian Academy. Folks, if you live anywhere in the Circleville area, check out New Hope Christian Academy and take advantage of half-price tuition. Jamie King, thank you so much for coming, driving all the way up from Circleville today. God bless you.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your time.
Check it out, half-price tuition at thewordcolumbus.com.